For all of those of you out there, I'm LaWanna Parker. I am the host of the Show Up and Shout Out Virtual Summit. And really pleased and excited to see the speakers here today. We ladies are all special. They all have something that they do that you want to be a part of. And they're going to share a little about that today. So please welcome them. Thank you for coming here today. I so appreciate this. And we're going to get us started. If Rita was the first one here, Rita, share with us your name, what you do, and some of what you're going to be talking about.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to be on this summit on August 20th. You got to mark your calendars and be there right at 11 o'clock because we are going to hit the ground running and we're not going to stop for hours. So I am a productivity expert. I teach people how to use automation in their business to make more money with less stress. How does that sound? Right? So the name of my talk is Cash in Your Contacts.
Oh, wow.
So you have all these contacts of people that have already said to you, I'm interested in what you're doing. I want you to stay in touch with me. And a lot of business owners, they take all those precious contacts and they put them in a little pile. And then they feel this frantic need to go out and constantly be getting more and more contacts to put in the little pile. And it becomes a big pile. But if you don't stay in touch with them, keep them engaged, tell them how you can solve their problem, then you're just on that little hamster wheel all the time and you'll feel overwhelmed and so tired and wondering why your business is not thriving. So I'm going to show you five ways that you can find the cash in your contacts. And I'm so excited to see you on August 20th. It's Saturday. Start the day off right, 11 o'clock Eastern time. And I will see you there.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Rita. Now you definitely want to hear what she has to say. And she will show you how you can cash in on your contacts. Please, got to be there. Seating is limited. So make sure you click the link, which will be in the comment section so that you can get your seat. All right. For our next speaker. I'm going to go to Michelle. Michelle, please share with us your name, your business, and what it is you will be speaking on that day. Uh-oh, I think Michelle is frozen. We're going to come back to Michelle. All right, Carol?
All right. Well, thank you for the invite. I'm so excited to be part of this collaboration. And what I will be speaking about is joy is your birthright. What does that mean? It means that we are joy itself. It's not about how we can receive joy, how we can get joy. It's that we are that incarnate. And that is how we sustain joy. So we're going to be talking more about that during this amazing Show Up and Shout Out Summit. And I am overjoyed that I'm part of it. So thank you so much, LaWanna. I'm really excited to be working with you and everyone else here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Carol. All right. Okay, Grace. Now, here's a lady who has done some amazing things. I really want to hear what she has to say because this lady is a self-made millionaire. So hopefully she's going to share some information on how she did that. Grace Wayne, please tell us your name, your business, and a little of what you're going to be speaking about.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you, LaWanna, for inviting me. I'm really excited to share my talk. So my speech will be talk about the topic will be dream big and you can achieve big. This topic actually is like in my heart from like maybe 27 years ago when I first set my foot on American soil. I had my one brick luggage and one hand on back in my hand and one American dream in my heart. So right now, I can tell my younger self, yeah, very thank myself, I did it. I keep my dream alive for all of the years. My talk, I'm mainly going to talk about how every one of us, if you are entrepreneur, if you are high achiever, if you are coach or consultant, you want to take advantage of Amazon self-publishing platform. Because the reason why I'm going to talk about probably three or four reasons if I have time. So it's like right now, the Amazon, they have 3 million Prime subscribers, okay? 197 million active users on Amazon every month. So I want you, all of your lady out there, if you want to be successful, write your first bestseller first. That's what my hope. Right now, I'm also business and Amazon self-publishing coach. I help women to become a best-selling author in 3 months. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I am definitely looking forward to hearing what you have to say that day about dreaming big. Thank you for sharing.
Awesome.
Okay, thanks. Well, let's go to Benita. Benita, share with us your name, your business, and a little of what you're going to speak on that day. And we are fortunate because she's also going to be our entertainer that day. But you definitely don't want to miss that.
Well, hello, everyone. It's so important to keep a lighter attitude in these serious times. I'm going to speak about tickle their funny bone, how to use humor to leverage your business. There's a lot of myths about humor. One of them is people won't take you seriously, but au contraire, if you are funny, people will notice you more and funny makes money. I have a cast of characters and they like to pop up every now and again while I talk. Yeah, because we had more to say than she does. Anyway, we'll talk about some of the myths and some of the benefits of humor and some of the ways to use humor. It's also good for your everyday life. It's one of the fastest ways to shift the vibration and the energy in a room is to laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's instant transformation. It can help in negotiations when you're having conflict with your spouse, so both personally and in business.
And it's free.
Thank you, Bonita. We're looking forward to having you there that day. So thank you so much. And I have heard her in her cast of characters before, so she does a very good job. All right, Michelle. Michelle and I met through Toastmasters, and Michelle is a visibility coach. And we've actually worked together. She helped me once with some things that I was doing, and she's good at what she does. So please help me welcome Michelle as she shares her name, business, and a little of what she's going to talk about on August 20th.
Woohoo! Thank you, Luana. It's a pleasure to be here. I am Michelle Kuei, and if in case you don't know, right now you're sitting on a goal of pot, and that pot come from the story that you tell. I teach women coaches to use the power of storytelling confidently and courageously so that they can attract their soulmate client and turning a passion into a profitable business. I will be on August 20th at 11 o'clock Pacific time, and I will be talking on the topic of going from a social zero to a social hero, and how do you grow a business overall to attract the clients through social media. And I will be sharing one very simple but quite important element of how you can leverage your social media presence so that you can attract the clients that you love to work with the money that Ms. Pat, Rita, is going to help us manage in. So that is what I do, and I look forward to see you at the event. So go ahead and find out the link from Luana. I want to see you at the event.
Thank you, Michelle.
Wonderful.
Michelle is worth listening to, trust me. We are fortunate because we have all these fabulous speakers, and they have some wonderful messages that can help you. So you have to be there that day. Now, I've brought on Dr. Rogers as last because actually she's been coaching me, and she is, I call her the queen of visibility because nobody does PR better than she does. And she's fabulous at what she does. So please help me welcome none other than Dr. Patricia Rogers, queen of the visibility strategist.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Luana. If I had known that, I would have worn the crown that you've given me. But at any rate, yes, I've been networking for years, ever since leaving corporate America. And networking is definitely essential. In everybody has a great topic here. And I'm Dr. Pat Rogers. She kind of introduced me, but let me go back. And I show you how to make an impact when you show up on social media, on these platforms that we're on now, StreamYard, anything that has to do with adding visibility to us as entrepreneurs, which raises our level of authority, and it definitely increases our brand. And if we do it right, Rita said it, rave up those dollars, Rita, it will enhance our bottom line. And that's what it's all about for me. And coaching, yes, all of those good things that comes with it. I'm an author, I'm an international best-selling author, as well as an international public speaker. And I am just having the ball of my life, retired after 29 years of service in law enforcement, and I'm living my wildest dreams. So now, as it relates to what I will be sharing about, I listen to your topics, ladies, but what I've seen on this entrepreneur journey, every topic and every vision that God has given to us, all of our destinies that we've all come to the conclusion of what we do, what we enjoy doing to enhance the lives of other people. But what happens is that after we figured it all out, we have to know how to avoid allowing distractions to stop us from following and walking in our destiny. Because the distractions, they're disastrous. And they have stopped a lot of people. But what I'm going to talk about is quitting. Quitting, ladies and gentlemen, is never an option. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you. Well, you've heard what each of us is going to be speaking about. Well, except for me, I haven't shared that. I personally will be speaking on the subject of both blogging and journaling, sharing how journaling can truly help you. And blogging in its own way can do the same. If you think about it, they're pretty much the same thing. It's just that one, you're sharing with the world. Anyone who pops in can see what you post. And the other, you may decide you want to keep it private. But either case, it can lead to you leaving behind a legacy for your family and a way to help others by hearing your message that you share with them. So that's what I will be speaking on come August the 20th. Now, ladies, you did that so fast that I get to ask you some questions. We actually still have some time. I am curious, Carol, how did you get started in your subject? You said your title is Joy is Your Birthright. What made you get into that particular area?
I had a direct experience when I was a child. It was like a download from spirit that I was love. And that became the foundation for my whole life. And just like everybody else, I had to go through my own trials and tribulations and rediscover and uncover my natural state of being, which is joy, which is love. And I won't say any more than that until I present at our event. But that's where I come from, and that's how I came to feel and know that joy is our birthright.
Okay, thank you. How about awesome. You, Rita? Oh, I'm sorry, did you have a question, Dr. Rogers?
No, I said awesome.
Okay. Rita, so tell us what got you into doing getting certified for
automation.
CRM, because there are all kinds of programs out there, and I've looked at so many of them. Mm-hmm. And to me, they're all complicated.
Well, you know what? They're all powerful.
Great one,
as well.
But it's a mm-hmm. lot of work involved.
There are a lot of moving parts to any business, of course. And when you try to wrangle all those moving parts into one place, then there is a bit of a learning curve. And that's why I became a certified teacher instructor for KEEP. KEEP for 20 years was known as Infusionsoft, and it's extremely powerful. And for the first 20 years or so, it was difficult to use because you almost had to be a programmer. But they rebranded recently, and all of that power is still there. All of those great features, but they figured out how to put a really nice front-facing customer experience with it. And it's just so much easier to get done what you need and keep that money flowing. And so I'll tell you though, I do have a photography business, and I had that for 12 and a half years. And the whole time I had a daytime job because I never could get enough income in my photography business to leave my day job. It was just constant roller coaster. One month I was making money, next month I wasn't. I never knew where or when the money was coming, until I started to automate my processes. And when you do that, you can bring in leads and make sales and deliver product and create raving fans all at the same time, because some of those things are happening automatically and you're not having to do them yourself.
Mm. Okay, and you help train people on that.
I do, yeah.
All right, yeah, great. Awesome. I just went tongue-tied just that fast. Grace, share with us how and what made you decide to get into the business that you're in.
Yeah, this long story short. So actually, this is amazing. Something happened after we met each other, I think 3 years ago, the end of 2019. I met with you, Lomana. In the first we met in one of our friends' house. You remember you gave a free workshop during that day. Actually, that started one of my dream come to life. I want to be Amazon best-selling author during that time. So then I keep that dream in my heart. Then after this three years, right now I became four-time Amazon best-selling author right now. And also after, the amazing things is just after my first book published on Amazon and become best-selling author, then my readers ask me, do you have a coaching program I can join? I said, okay, so I wrote this book. I prepared for a few months. Then I really can offer coaching business. So right now, yeah, then beside my book, then I running my coaching business as well, to teach people how to write from very beginning to the end in just 3 months. The very important thing is, because New York Times, they said 81% of Americans want to write their own book, but only 1% of those people really sit down, write and publish their book. So I want every lady out there, if you are high achiever, consultant, coach, yeah, please write your book and share your message, share your story with the world. Become best-selling author, and you can set up your business around your book. That's how I come out with my title. I want to share with as many people as I can.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm busting up laughing because actually she is the second person that I met with and talked with who actually went out and they did. And I remember telling the other girl, I said, wow, you did that because of what I shared with you? She said, yeah. I said, well, gee whiz, why did I listen to me? And now I have another girl who has also published on Amazon, and she is making money. So the money is there, okay? So, all right. Benita. Let's hear about, you have an interesting story too, because you had a profession. So tell us, how did you go from that to what you're doing now?
Actually, I am probably one of the world's fewest ventriloquists turned lawyers turned ventriloquist. You're a liar? Not a liar, a lawyer. Oh, what's the difference? Now listen, I taught myself ventriloquism when I was 16, and then I backburnered it after I opened my law practice. I made the mistake of thinking people wouldn't take me seriously, so I want others to learn from my mistake. Oh, I see Rita told us here. Yeah, she's there. There's a lot of people here. She's a real keeper. Oh, well, and also law is adversarial. It didn't bring me a lot of joy. That's your middle name. Yeah, joy is my middle name. This is so much more fun to help people choose good thoughts, remember to lighten up, and have a humorous mindset than it is to go to battle in a courtroom.
Yuck.
Thank you. Now, Michelle has some challenges that she has worked through, and she has made some real strides and successes in her life, and she helps a lot of people as well. So, Michelle, tell us how you overcame those challenges to get to where you're at now.
How much time do we have? Because I probably have a lifetime
story. I'll give you a minute of about 90 seconds.
So my story traced way back when I was 11 years old. But overall, the picture is that I had a car accident that really causes a permanent damage. So I have physical disability. And growing up, it's always been very challenging. You know, when we have financial challenges, when we have losing a job, it's something that's only temporary. But when you have this physical disability, it's something that's permanent. You have to live with it for the rest of your life, being able to continue to see yourself as a normal person. So I started my coaching business as a result of all these years of personal journey. And coming how I got to coaching was
I decided that I was going to challenge myself, my physical disability. So I took on a hike. It was a hike of a lifetime, and probably a lot of people still have them in their bucket list. I decided to book myself a ticket, flew myself over to Cusco, Machu Picchu, and I hiked through the Inca Trail, 26 miles of Inca Trail, with my two crutches going up to the hike. And so coming off that journey, it made me realize that everything you believe, you become. So I was a coach first before I became an email marketing strategist, a content marketing strategist, and how I built my own coaching business started from telling the stories of how I had overcome my adversity. So I did publish a book. You probably can see it because my virtual background, but I did publish a book, and it's called Perfectly Normal, because every single one of us have a perfectly normal life. And that story that you tell is something that's going to inspire the action. And someone in the audience is going to stand up after your talk and say, yes, I can do this, and today is a different day. And that's how I got into my business, and that's how I am sharing how I was able to going from a 20 years of healthcare professional to completely 100% entrepreneur. So here I am, I'm teaching exactly the skills I have learned to share it with more people so I can help them.
Awesome. Okay. All right, congratulations to all of you. And now, Dr. Rogers, tell us, 90 seconds now, how you got into your business and what keeps you going.
90 seconds. So, okay. What got me into my business was, as I said before, I guess I already answered that question. I worked for corporate America for 29 years, and I didn't have to know who I was. All I had to do was go in, read the policies, and get promoted to various positions. I did that. And when it was time for me to retire, I had to discover my gifts, my talents. And then, of course, that means that I had to invest in myself. I joined organizations. I hired mentors who had what I wanted. And from there, I just started doing what I enjoy doing. And of course, as I said before, money follows motion. So mm-hmm. I keep moving.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies. And as you know, I got into it because my financial situation changed. Yeah, that's the truth. Before, it was kind of moving along, trying to figure out where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. And honestly, I had no idea what I wanted to do. But after I lost my husband, things changed, and I was forced to figure out what it was that I wanted to do. And I still say, God told me, get into journaling. And that's what I've been doing ever since. I'm enjoying it. I love it. The blogging, I love doing it. And I freely admit, I don't write every single thing that's on my blog. I do get articles and things from other people. And I sometimes edit those things because I want it to sound like it's coming from me. But I have a great time doing it. And I want all of you to have as much joy with what you do as I do with what I do. Ladies, thank you so much for showing up today. I really appreciate this. It means so much to me. And I just want to say to all of you out there, you've got to come on August the 20th. I will have the link in the comment section after this show is ended. I'm Dr. LaWanna Parker. I'm an author, a blogger, and motivational speaker. I love you all. And until the next time, stay safe. And remember, only you can tell your story.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, ladies. I don't know.
I love Grace. I think you said something about, I'm just talking. I think yeah. You said something about our thoughts. And I was just reading a book about that whatever we think is what we become. That's powerful. And it does matter what we say to ourselves as well as the outside sources that we allow in. And I just love that. That was just awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
All of not to mention Rita. Rita talked about contacts. I'm just, till you cut us off, honey, I'm just filling some space.
Okay.
You
know, I
always have
to. Go ahead.
I'm just filling space. And Rita said something about those contacts. Every event that we host, Dr. Luana said about coaching that, yes, the individuals that I coach, I have to iterate how valuable those email lists are. And there's not an event that you come to that we don't have our chat. A lot of people come to events, but they don't put their information in the chat because they really don't want to be bothered. But you know what? Most of our events, every event that we host, you're going to have some emails in the chat, you know. And so emails are, Rita raised that money up. It is what it is. She said it. That's where the money is. That's where the relationships are. But a lot of times we don't pick that phone up, or we don't send emails, or we don't stay in touch with people. And then therefore we are leaving money on the table. So I just kind of wanted to hit that. And I want to say to Bonita, thank you, Bonita. Bonita, she performed at one of our events, did an awesome job. Met her in WPN, met Carol in WPN. She's spoken at our events as well. And those are my WPN sisters, as well as Rita and Dr. Luana. So I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited what's going to happen. I'm excited what all of us have to offer our attendees, because this is how we grow, and by learning from each other. And we're talking $15 a ticket. So we're going to get all this valuable information. We sit in the midst of a millionaire. And if people don't want to put in $15 to come to this event, I guess, well, that's why we have to target our market. But you know, I know her seats are already filling up, because I think I'm bringing three people myself. So if all of us bring one person or two people, it's over, aside from those who are already registering for this event. So let's join in. We say it a lot of times that we need to stick together. Let's work together. Well, a lot of times I've been doing these events for over 8 years. And I'm going to tell you something, speakers, I'm sorry to say it, ladies, a lot of times speakers won't bring one body to a platform, and we have the biggest networks. So we have influence. So let's put it together. Let's help make Dr. Luana successful for this event. And again, I'm excited. So I guess whenever she closes this platform, she'll just shut me right on up.
Well, you're giving some valuable advice, and hopefully those who are listening in, because I see that we do have some listeners are also taking that advice. So that's great. And anyway, I'm going to shut it down now. Thank you, ladies, again for being here. And I'm looking forward to all of you on Saturday, August the 20th, 11 o'clock. That's California time, in case you're wondering. We're just going to be here for 3 hours. 3 hours. You can handle 3 hours. And we have some wonderful, wonderful speakers. I'm just in awe of the ladies. And one surprise guest that's going to be there. She's the author I was sharing with you that she published in Amazon Vela, which I have not learned anything about yet. And she is making money over there. So I told her she needs to come and share a little bit about what she's doing. So she's going to talk for about 3 or 4 minutes to tell us about the Amazon Vela and how well she's doing. So
awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, again. And we will see you on the 20th.